I am joined by Chris Dunn, who's a bit of a Six Nations superfan, to be honest. And he's going to tell us what he's thinking about the England performance so far. So, Chris, how do you think we're doing so far?
I think we're doing brilliantly, if I'm entirely honest. If you take into account things like the injuries that Eddie Jones had to cope with, a lot of really big key players are out at the moment, and their alternatives have proper stepped up, and they've really, really made, you know, a decision for him to make, because there's a couple of big names that are back this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think that actually the whole having to try them younger players and them new guys, I think that's really sort of put some competition into the squad.
Yeah, it has, and it's been in really key places as well, you know, sort of back row, outside centre and the back line, you know, all places where perhaps at the beginning of the Six Nations or the end part of the Autumn Internationals, I was kind of thinking, oh, where's he going to go with this? There's a couple of holes there. And then the younger guys have really, really stepped in. Brilliant. Excited about the future of England rugby, to be honest.
Yeah, so am I. I think we're definitely going in the right direction. But what struck me is these younger players have come in and no one's tried showboating or trying to make a name for themselves. When you watch it, people are saying, oh, they've been struggling. But if you watch it and you watch both games back, they are sticking to a game plan so tightly.
You're not wrong, mate. You're absolutely right. I think, I hate to say it, because, you know, you utter the immortal words 2003, but it goes a lot back to that team, you know, really professional, just going through the phases, playing proper rugby really, really well. None of the sort of out-of-hand offloads, behind-the-back passes, anything like that. Just running through their skills and drills and proper smashing it.
Yeah, just back to basics. Yeah, how do you think the other home nations are doing? Scotland, Wales, what are your sort of thoughts on them?
Scotland, okay, so traditionally the old enemy and all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. Really, really good. You know, the improvement in Scottish rugby over the last sort of 5-7 years has been really brilliant.
Yeah, I'd agree. Do you think they're moving towards a Southern Hemisphere style of playing, though?
I think they are, but that's probably due to sort of coaching staff and that sort of thing. Yeah. I also think a big part of that is kind of leadership on the pitch. Some guys have really stepped up, and Stuart Hogg at fullback is just outstanding.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, he's having an absolute smasher, and he's like really, really going for it.
It'd be awesome to see if he had an English granny somewhere, to be honest.
Yeah, he'd be quite handy, wouldn't he? He's definitely going to be Lions, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Yes, I reckon so. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and then Wales?
Wales, really, really good. My only concern for Wales is that they're coming up to, you see, rugby teams kind of peak and trough. You know, you get to the point where you've got youth and experience, but then eventually you get to the top of the peak and it's all experience and not much youth. And I think Wales are starting to get to that point. They've got a lot of old heads in there, Jamie Roberts, quite a lot of the pack.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of experience, and they could do with pushing some youth through now.
Yeah, I reckon so. Reece Webb at scrum half, you know, he's a good young player. He's coming in really well, but I'm kind of not too sure how trusted he is at the moment.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a bit of the team's lacking cohesion a little bit due to the, you know, you've got this squad and they think they should be together, and there's some people sort of coming into it as opposed to the squad having a breakdown and a rebuild. It's like people are trying to slot into what already existed.
Yeah, I agree. I also think they're suffering a little bit with the temporary manager situation, what with old Gatland off.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, that's just it's sort of it's unfortunate, but it's just one of them things.
Bad timing for them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so then let's look at this weekend then. We're coming up. What are we thinking for this weekend? Obviously, we've got England, Italy.
Well, it's at Twickenham. So anyone that goes to the Fortress has a struggle, to be honest. But I think we're looking at England victory, and I would hope for a bonus point as well.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's like the Five Nations plus Italy, isn't it? You know, it's. I always feel like they're a little bit like the Whipping Boys, although you can never underestimate an international side.
No, I agree. And also, there's a lot of stuff in the media at the moment about whether the Six Nations should become the Seven or whether they should be swapped out for Georgia. But you know what? The way Italy play, rugby's not only about winning. Obviously, you play to win and there's a huge part of it, but also the way you play has a huge part of it. And Italy are just all guts. You know what I mean? They go out there and they leave absolutely nothing on the pitch at the end of the day. And they're brilliant to watch.
Anyway, what are you thinking about Scotland this weekend?
Do you know what? I'd love to see the Scots turn them over. I think probably... Oh, it's a tough one because... Oh, Wales coming off the back of last week. I mean, they played really well. Wales played brilliantly last week, and they have a lot of pressure being at the home stadium and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going for a Wales win, but not by much.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good to see Wales win and see Scotland get turned over, because that'll help us out in the long run. Because I think, to be honest with you, that Scotland have got the better chance of catching us up now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to that Ireland game, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Grand Slam. Yeah,
without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, don't say it. You're not allowed to say it.
Oh, it's all right. You can say it in rugby.
You can say it in rugby, can you? All right, then. All right, cheers. Thank you very much, Chris. And we'll be back shortly, straight after this.